guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw after the washout here this week, row crops, corn, beans, trying to bounce back here a little bit today.
Yeah, we did, you know, and I think you put it well. I mean, what we're really trying to do is bounce back from Friday's top in a four-day shortened week here. From the top to the bottom that we had, we moved almost 94 cents on D's corn. We moved about $2.18 on soybeans. And in a just over a month, we moved down about $2.60 on wheat. So we've taken an awful lot of risk premium out of the market. And I think to end the week, we were at some evening up ahead of the acre stocks report next Thursday on corn and soybeans. Wheat under the presser on harvesting weekend. And, you know, that's kind of how we went out to end the week.
Mostly funds getting out of positions, or what was the driver?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at it, I think it's that time of year where if we're not threatened by weather, which, you know, improved weather forecast kind of pressed us to the downside, and if we don't see something in the economy or export demand that really pops up, it's a market that takes risk premium out of the market. And funds have been long soybeans and corn, liquidated pretty aggressively this week. The wheat market, actually, they turned around. They're sitting probably close to 30,000 contracts short the wheat and keeps the press on seasonally and harvest. So, yeah, it's one that a liquidating market like some of these other markets. But outside markets were actually ended the week a little positive. Equities up sharply and the dollar down, so that helped the corn and beans also.
Sure. Going to make Thursday's crop report pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, the weather's dangerous, can go back and forth. The war in Ukraine can change back and forth. But then we have the crop report, acre stocks report, still a lot of variation on what that could be. But that will be a market mover and, you know, on what is our consumption? Have we rationed supplies or not? That's the stocks. And then the acres, do we have a buffer in case we're threatened by yield as a little bit of a cushion? So going to be a lot of volatility come Thursday.
Yeah.
And then we have the big 4th of July weekend, which is always a risky one.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Livestock side, almost just a complete backwards from yesterday.
Yeah, you know, of course, the hog market really got pasted yesterday, tried to put it back on today a bit. Hog and pig report coming out Wednesday the 29th, the quarterly one, see if we're going to have some expansion or not, so some nervousness there, positioning. The cattle market, with the cash cattle market, just trading hot in the northern corn belt, you know, 144, 152 this week. The futures market really just kind of stalled out to the downside because of that. Southern Plains, big discount, not quite the quality of cattle, 136 to 138 this week. Packer margins sunk down to about $130 a head this week.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, I think we just keep our eyes on the sky next week and then the big crop report, and that should at least give us some big direction for the 4th of July.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.